USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As big city crime continues to skyrocket across the nation, President Biden is calling on lawmakers to authorize more money for community policing efforts.
The answer is not to defund the police. It's to give you the tools, the training, the funding to be partners, to be protectors.
Biden making no mention of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who has been criticized for a memo he issued to his staff advising them not to prosecute certain low-level crimes. The United States believes Moscow is close to staging a fake attack against Russians to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the plan could include a release of a graphic video of a fake attack. Kirby saying this propaganda is right out of the Russian playbook. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
A Tennessee Democrat is shown the door from the state Senate over a fraud conviction.
A Tennessee Democrat was expelled from the state Senate on Wednesday over her conviction on fraud charges. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis was convicted of wire fraud last fall after being accused of stealing $600,000 from a health care school she ran to pay for her wedding and other personal expenses.
This whole process has been a very painful process, and to stand before you and go through essentially a procedural lynching in this body.
The Senate voted 27-5 to accept the Ethics Committee report to expel Robinson. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Super Bowl ad spots are sold out. NBC Universal saying every in-game slot across all platforms has been sold ahead of the February 13th game. To run an ad this year in the Super Bowl, it cost $6 million for a 30-second spot. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
2,000 troops in the United States are heading to Eastern Europe, while another 1,000 already stationed in Europe will move there as ordered by President Joe Biden on Wednesday. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy tells Fox Business Network that he believes the move isn't a serious solution to rising tensions between Russia and Ukraine.
With the debacle that occurred in Afghanistan, where the rest of the world sees how feckless the Biden administration is in foreign policy, I think they're just trying to do something, trying to make a symbolic movement.
Military officials assure those troops won't fight alongside Ukrainians on the Russian-Ukrainian border. Team USA is all set to go for gold in Beijing. The U.S. women's ice hockey team is already off to a winning start at the Winter Games, having beaten Finland 5-2 Thursday in their first game. Unfortunately, team co-captain Brianna Decker got tangled up and went down hard, suffering a lower body injury. She had to be stretchered off the ice and did not return to the game. Reports say Decker will miss the rest of the tournament with the injury. A passenger who refused to wear a mask is the reason a flight leaving Boston was delayed for more than 2 hours Wednesday night. The plane had to return to the gate where the man was escorted off by Massachusetts state troopers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.